If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer. It's the answered by lines that stretched around schools and churches, in numbers this nation has never seen, by people who waited 3 hours and 4 hours, many for the very first time in their lives, because they believed that this time must be different, that their voice could be the difference. It's the answer spoken by young and old, rich and poor, Democrat and Republican, black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, gay, straight, disabled and not disabled Americans, who sent a message to the world that we have never been a collection of red states and blue states. We are, and always will be, the United States of America. It's the answer that those who have bid for so long, by so many to be cynical and fearful and doubtful of what we can achieve, to put their hands on the arc of history and bend the page once more toward the hope of a better day. It's been a long time coming, but tonight, because of what we'd paid on the day in this election at this defining moment, change has come to America. I just received a very gracious call from Senator McCain. He fought long and hard in this campaign, and he's fought even longer and harder for the country he loves. He has endured sacrifices for America that most of us cannot begin to imagine. And we are better off for the service rendered by this brave and selfless leader. I congratulate him and Governor Palin for all they have achieved, and I'll look forward to working with them to renew the nation's promise in the months ahead.